Now, God goes on here in that same vein, and when we get down now to verse 17, we come to the third and last division of this chapter. We have here the revelation of the new heavens and the new earth and full kingdom blessings now. I want you to notice this. God says, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind." Now, we have here the creation of the new heavens and the new earth. And it would seem to precede chronologically the setting up of the kingdom here. But I think when you examine it here, that you see the remnant has already entered into the kingdom. The others have been judged, and they do not enter the kingdom. The Lord Jesus made that clear in the 25th of Matthew. "Come, ye blessed of my Father, enter into the kingdom." And then the others, they were to be put into outer darkness, and they would not enter into the kingdom. Now, at the end of the kingdom, that is, the end of the 1,000-year, the millennial reign of Christ, I believe that after that final rebellion, that you have then the creation of a new heavens and a new earth. You see, at the millennium, there are tremendous changes made in the earth. The desert's going to blossom as the rose, and there won't be any more desert in the millennium. But when you get to the new heavens and the new earth, why, you don't even have any more sea there. And you have, actually, no desert at all, because it's a new earth. We traded in the old model, and we got a new model now, a new earth. I have a little book in which I deal with this, Three Worlds in One, and it's dealing with the third chapter of 2 Peter. That's where Peter deals with this problem. There are three worlds. The world that was, that went up in the flood. It was destroyed by water. Now, this world you and I live in is going to be destroyed by fire. And then there will come into existence the new heavens and the new earth. I think this fits chronologically and logically into the program of prophecy in a very normal, natural way here. God is going to create new heavens and a new earth. Now, will you notice? He says, verse 18, "But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy." Now, I think here Isaiah is definitely speaking of the millennial blessings as well as the eternal blessings. You see, there is a blending of the millennial kingdom into the eternal kingdom. In other words, the millennial kingdom is one phase of the eternal kingdom, but it is a time of judgment. And I do not think you could bring in a new heavens and new earth until God's program of judging is complete. Then when it's complete, then we are ready for all things to be made new, you see. And I believe that even after the millennium, there's something even more wonderful in store for the child of God in the church today. I think that's when he's going to make all things new for us. And I just can't even conceive of how wonderful it's going to be in that day, and the possibility and the potential of man at that time. Now, I don't have time to develop that, but I must move along here. And Jerusalem will be a city of joy. It's not that today. You can't go into that city. You've got a wailing wall. And look at any Arab that goes into the Mosque of Omar and show me a happy one. I never saw one go in smiling or come out smiling. Jerusalem is a sad city today, but God's going to make it a city of joy.